as the great potter takes a piece of clay, molds it in his hand, a vessel of honor he's trying to make, one that will understand. He's not here for his own purpose, but the Father's plan. How I long to be that vessel that's yielded in his hand. Take this piece of clay, mold me in your way. A vessel of honor is what I long to be. Take this piece of clay,
I really do. God bless you, my friends. What a delight to come today with Open Bible Telecast, Open Bible Dialogue, all over the internet, all over Facebook, all over our radio stations. Welcome. It is a delight. It is my joy. Let's have a great broadcast. Now, my picture was up 2 minutes before today, and I couldn't get that to change. So I'm sorry. You had to look at me a little longer, but I didn't mean that. But this is going to be a great broadcast, and I want you in the middle of it, okay? Now, my equipment won't put up the number. We'll get that straight next week, but we will tell you what the numbers are, 704-391-0588. That's our local number, 704-391-0588. Our toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. And you can contact me by email, jrc@paulcreek.org. Those questions will get on the air too. Now, our telecast today. Now, this is one breathtaking subject. It really is. You've got to hear it. The Antichrist Playbook. The Antichrist Playbook. Now, from that playbook, what is the Antichrist plan for America? What is the Antichrist plan for America? Last week, I talked with you about the Antichrist and what his activities are accomplishing throughout the church world. I told you the things happening to the church that are absolutely the activity of the Antichrist. The Antichrist is on the job. The Bible said that. The Bible even said the spirit of the Antichrist was already evident in Apostle Paul's day. And Paul said that in 2 Thessalonians. I will read that to you in a moment. But if his activity was already big time 2,000 years ago, what do you think the activity of the Antichrist might be today? Now, when you talk about the Antichrist playbook, we're going to look at it today as it relates to our nation, as it relates to America. Now, 8 years under President Obama, nobody would suggest, who understands prophecy, who understands the Bible, who has a genuine understanding of Holy Scripture, nobody would doubt that it was 8 years of Antichrist activity throughout this nation. America was under assault by the very plan and design of Antichrist for 8 years of President Obama. No doubt about it. Now we have a president who is the exact opposite. I mean, if there are any two men who are on different sides of a particular struggle, let's call it a struggle, two men on different sides of a struggle, it would have to be Obama and Trump. No doubt about it. Now we are seeing the Trump agenda. We are seeing what President Trump promised during his entire campaign. And he's doing it. Every bit of it. Every bit of it to this point. Now, if you are looking at this, if you're watching, if you're watching, if you're taking note of things, if you're keeping up with the news, if you're listening to the different pundits, if you are just in this great mix, then you've got to see that there is a war between those ideas of Obama and the ideas of Trump. Now, I want today to bring those ideas into a biblical context. I want you to look at them in a biblical context. I want you to see them as a struggle between what I know to be right and what I know to be wrong. What I know to be wonderful things that makes a nation great are those things that bring a nation into the very throes of an Antichrist nation. So we're in a struggle. The Antichrist has a design. He has many different things that he intends to accomplish in our world. He is busy. Excuse me, he is busy. He is busy in his agenda. And he will do everything in his power to accomplish his agenda. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to look at them. There's a lot of different ideas. And I want you on the phones or on your tablet, on your internet, asking questions as we relate to this struggle. It is a epic struggle. Can you listen to me? It is an epic struggle. It is an awesome struggle. It is an eternal struggle even. It is even is a heavenly struggle versus a satanic struggle. And I'm not saying that President Trump represents God or represents the Bible. He does not. He just has a good understanding of what he desires for America. And they are things that America has traditionally held to. Because as a nation, we did have a Christian birth. We did have a Christian beginning. And we were much in almost all of our philosophies and our thinking, our culture was based on biblical understanding. Now, that's all been assaulted. That's all. Much of it has been torn to pieces. There's a struggle now to tear it to pieces again and to keep it under wrap. There's a struggle. I mean, we are in an epic struggle. This nation is in an epic struggle. If you're not on your face praying, you are very irresponsible. Could I say that to you again as a Christian? If you're not on your knees praying, you are being irresponsible to your nation. I call on you to give your best to this struggle. Now, let's talk about this struggle again. We're talking about a epic struggle between the Antichrist agenda and between the things that we as a nation born with biblical values have stood for. We really do love biblical values. America has been built on biblical values. And those values have been under assault for many years. And Obama kindly brought them to a surface that America was able to see where we were about to go. And they were able to vote a way of turning that back to at least some good values. And Trump does represent them. There's no ifs and ands about it. There is no ifs and ands about it. Now, let's talk about some of the things. And I want you in the middle of this. To me, this is really wonderful. This is awesome. This is awesome. I mean, this is a struggle that comes right out of the Bible. Right out of the scripture, the playbook of the Antichrist versus the Bible and the playbook of Christianity. Now, I say playbook, I don't mean by that in the term of fun play. I mean just the whole struggle, the whole drama, what is going to occur, what will not occur. Hey, this is really good stuff. I wish everybody in America was listening to it. If you're listening by radio or by internet or by Facebook, you ought to tell your friends. You ought to send out a share to everybody you can, okay? Because this really needs to be heard. This needs to be discussed. This needs to be in the agenda of American discussion. It really does. And I am proud that I have the privilege of suggesting such a discussion. Remember again what we're talking about. We're talking about the Antichrist playbook. The playbook of the Antichrist getting ready to rule this world for 7 years. And he's going to do that. He's going to rule this world for 7 years. But he can't begin his rule until Jesus comes for the saints. But he can get ready for his rule. He can prepare the way. He can lay the groundwork. He can lay the foundation. Brother, believe me, he is doing that. There is no doubt about it. And that's what the Antichrist playbook is. It's the struggle of the Antichrist to get our world ready for the 7-year tribulation period. That's what I'm talking about. You understand? I'm talking about the 7-year tribulation period and the Antichrist playbook to get ready for that 7-year tribulation period. And it's in progress right now. There is no doubt. If you can look at our world and look at the direction we're headed and not believe in Bible prophecy, it's probably because you don't know Bible prophecy and you've never studied it. I've been in it all my life. Well, all my Christian life, 65 years, I started by listening to prophecy teachers at the little church I was a member of in East Burlington, North Carolina. Our pastor would have a prophecy person to come all along and preach to us, and I loved it. I loved those prophecy conferences, and I got in the middle of them. And then I got in the middle of the book of Revelation, and then I wrote a book, verse by verse book on the book of Revelation. Then I've written numbers of things since then that are post-study, post-book, I should say, things I've dug out. And I'm telling you, this Bible is one more exciting book. This Bible is one more exciting study. And to look at the Antichrist playbook and to see it then as it is seen, and to see how right now we are in a struggle. If you understand the struggle between what's happening with the Democrats and the media and the globalists and the people in that realm of thinking, and then the things that our present president is trying to turn around and change and alter and do something about, you see the struggle between these two world views, these two world concepts. Between what the Antichrist is planning and what we as Bible believers are planning. Now, you say, Brother Chambers, I don't understand that things that the Antichrist is planning are being right now maybe opposed and in some way they're being defeated. Well, you got to understand that we as believers, we Bible believers, have a right to call on the restrainer. The restrainer. The Bible makes it plain that there is a restrainer. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Notice that. Now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. We are seeing right now a struggle to turn America back to some values that were pre-Obama and pre-Clinton and even other political leaders. And it is wonderful to see it. It really is. But it's not going to last. I mean, it's not going to last beyond the time that the rapture takes place and Jesus comes, because this world is going to become a hellhole during the 7-year tribulation period. There's no better word for it than a hellhole during 7 years, the tribulation period. But we are in that pre-time that we have a right to believe in the restrainer. And we can call on the Heavenly Father by the Holy Spirit to hold the devil at bay. To put things in restraint, to hold them back. And that's what I'm doing. I don't believe I should turn this world over to the Antichrist till I'm out of here. I don't believe you should. I don't believe the church should. I don't believe the kingdom of God will. It will not. The Holy Spirit will be the restrainer until Jesus comes. And then he will withdraw his restraining, and the devil will turn this world into a wilderness. Now, listen to this. You got to listen, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So we are in this struggle. The Antichrist playbook on a worldwide scene is being acted out by evil powers, and the world is being prepared for the coming of Christ and for the 7-year tribulation period to follow. And we are seeing now in America somewhat of a struggle to save America from the ultimate of all of that, until it's no longer possible to save America from it, because when Jesus comes and the world becomes the Antichrist kingdom, nobody can save the world from the Antichrist kingdom but Christ at the end of those 7 years when he comes back and judges it all. What a day that's going to be. Now, let me show you the things I'm talking about. These are the things I want you to get involved in. One, globalism. Globalism. Do you understand that right now our president is standing up against globalism? It seems strange. It seems out of biblical context. I mean, you think, hey, no, we're not going to be able to do any of that, but we are doing some of that, and we're making some progress at it. You know how far it's going to go? How far it's going to succeed? I can't tell you. I just can tell you that I'm with him, and I'm going to fight for the right of America until such time as Jesus comes and we're out of here. So one of them is globalism. Nothing is bigger right now on the Antichrist agenda than globalism. The Antichrist wants to rule this world. He wants to be in control of everything. He wants to force you to have a mark. He wants to force you to buy and sell only at his bidding. He wants you to have to worship him. He wants you to become a Satanist. He wants you to worship the devil. And he's going to do everything in his power to bring you to that particular place. Right now, we are seeing a resistance and a holding back of this globalistic scheme. So here we are in America in this war between prophetic playbook and the wonderful things that are wonderful for people who are just good, decent citizens and who want to live a good, decent life. So globalism is at the top of the list. Next on that is immorality. That's sodomy and now transgender and same-sex marriage. And all of that is a big item on the Antichrist agenda. And the Antichrist is going to fight for that with all he's got. He's going to fight for it with all in his power. And so it's going to take a mighty power, a force. It's going to take prayer to hold this back for a period of time. Because I'm here to tell you, that's on the Antichrist agenda. Globalism and then sodomy and transgender and all that goes with that, same-sex marriage. And just it's a cesspool. You begin to look at that transgender and that sodomy and the whole sexual revolution's design. It's a cesspool. It's a dark place. Even young people are committing suicide in the process of a sexual experience and hanging themselves and dying in the process. I don't know if you've read any of that, but it's there. And then you won't believe the child sex rings that are in our world. You won't believe an airplane that I recently learned about that belongs to a man that owns an island off the coast of Florida, and he flies people. It is said in their information, and I'm not going to get in that too deeply, it is said that the Clintons are big time riders on that airplane. He's been charged with child pornography and all kinds of sexual evil. You know, it's a wicked world. But you better believe me, friend, when I tell you that kind of stuff is really going on. That's the Antichrist agenda. That's part of the Antichrist playbook. Do you understand me? That's part of the Antichrist playbook. Then you have the destruction of the family. America has faced this liberalism and their effort to destroy the families of America all the way back to when prayer was taken out of our schools. I mean, that was the beginning of the darkest time for the families of America that have ever occurred. I mean, it was dark. And you take the taking of prayer out of the schools, the removing of the right to say the name of Jesus. I mean, there's so much there that it's just plain overwhelming. Now, I'm just getting started. And you can tell this is a subject of tremendous possibilities. I have a call here, so let me take that call. I don't want anybody to be left out. You are on the air. May I help you, please? Wrong one. No, it isn't. Let me make sure here. Oh, I got you. I missed something. Now you are on the air. May I help you, please?
How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I had a question about, I found confusing, Revelation 7:8, and it talks about the beast that was. I don't understand that part.
You're talking about Daniel chapter 11.
No, Revelation 17:8.
Well, you know, you're dealing with things that happen there at the end of the tribulation period. You're talking about Revelation 17, which is the exposure of the one world religion. And there are a lot of powers that come into play, there are a lot of forces that come into play. Nobody knows exactly the different forces that's going to come into play at that time. It's going to be a worldwide scene. And the false religion is going to seek to have dominance. And so I don't think we can know exactly which persons and who they face and who they fit. We just know it's going to be a worldwide scene during that dark 7 years.
Okay. So there'll be like one world religion. Then.
There'll be a one world religion, a one world economic system, a one world government system. And that's why I just said about globalism, is that the Antichrist's agenda is to create a one world system that he can control. And during the 7 years, he will control the one world system.
Yeah, sometimes I hear the Pope talking about a one world religion, and everybody would be peaceful. But I don't.
Everybody will be peaceful, yeah. That's what the Antichrist says. That's what the one worlders say. That's what the globalists say. They say that if we can create a one world government, everybody will be peaceable with one another, and they'll quit fighting, there won't be wars, and that's all their way of defending their agenda to set up a one world government.
Oh, I see, yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
I hope you're learning. Do you understand the struggle going on in America right now? Do you see it in this picture of the epic battle between Antichrist and between just good people who want to hold their identity and their nation until such time as Jesus comes?
Yes, I could even see like somebody, and there was such people, all this rioting and everything was all, seemed like people going crazy, you know?
Oh, yeah, they are determined. I'm here to tell you, the liberals are determined. See, the progressives, they call themselves liberals, the Democrat Party, the media, and yes, some Republicans. They really want a one world. The devil has sold this to much of the world, that a one world system would be grand, and so much of the world wants a one world system.
But you think it's the Holy
Spirit? But it's a lie, see. And we who know the Bible and we who know prophecy know that it's all a scheme to get us all under one system so the Antichrist can rule the world.
Right. So when the Holy Spirit leaves, then I guess chaos at the rapture, right? It'd be like real chaos.
Well, it's going to be chaos like you've never seen. Horrible chaos. Thank you, friend, for calling. God bless your heart. Everybody out there now, give us a call. I want to hear from you, and I want to answer your questions. I'm trying to give you a layout of it, and I can talk the whole hour. Because what I see in this Antichrist playbook, that term just came to my heart a week ago. The Antichrist playbook. The whole design that Satan is selling to the world. And this is, he uses people. He uses liberals. He uses people who don't know the Bible, who don't believe the Bible, who don't believe in Jesus Christ, who don't believe in the great truths of the Christian faith. That's the people he uses. He's using even in some religious circles. There are many religious circles within Christianity who don't believe in the book of Revelation. They don't believe in prophecy. They don't believe in this future revelation of an Antichrist and a 7-year tribulation period. They just don't believe in that. And so since they don't believe in that, they, you know, look for ways and something else to believe. But I believe the Bible. In fact, I know the Bible. I know it's right. I have already lived in it 65 years, and I know it's being fulfilled perfectly. Not an iota is failing to be fulfilled perfectly. We are in a breathtaking moment of human history. We really are. Now, there's destruction of the family, and then we must go on abortion and euthanasia. Oh, the killing of unborn children. And the killing of the elderly when they become unuseful to society. This is growing all over this world. And do you know how many children we have killed in America since abortion became legal? Now, look at what President Trump is doing. He is fixing he's already appointed a judge, and he will get through because the Republicans will use the nuclear method if they need to get him approved. And when he sits on that Supreme Court, and maybe one more, we could turn America back from abortion and the killing of unborn children. Now, it would seem strange. It would seem out of context with the devil's plan, and it is out of context with the devil's plan. But he can force nothing until God gives him complete leeway. And God don't give him complete leeway until that great rapture has occurred. When the saints are out of here, then he'll have leeway. And until then, he's on a lease. Do you understand me? He's on a lease, and he cannot go beyond that lease. So give me a call now, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. You got that? And then toll free, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. And then email me, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, every one of you need the program from a week ago. You really do. You need the program from a week ago when I showed you what the Antichrist is already doing to the church. He is literally making the church a wilderness in the spiritual sense, taking away that great, sweet greatness that the church used to represent when it was on fire with the moving of the Holy Spirit, and when they preached and taught the whole Bible, and when they believed in the coming of the Lord, and they preached His coming. I've talked this week about the new music, the contemporary music. Contemporary music creates contemporary Christians, which create contemporary churches. And of course, contemporary means modern and liberal and open and without restrictions and no commitment to the great truths of the Holy Bible. And so I am 100% against conservative music that turns the church into a lukewarm, conservative, liberal, compromised church. Now, you need that that program, and I'm giving it today. The program a week ago on CD, your gift. All you got to do is call 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, and you're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers. I can see the Antichrist playbook. It's a playbook of lawlessness. I have never seen the way, you know, this past president got by with the burnt Constitution. And, we got a man named, I know all about him, George Soros. He is funding and paying these people to commit anarchy in the streets.
Yes, Soros. Yes, he is nothing but a big world globalist. And he is determined to use his billions to create a one world government. And he probably wants to be the Antichrist.
Yeah, he's an open borders man. And
yes.
He's paying some of these people up to $2,200 a month to just book place to place to write, burn, loot, and steal.
Well, I know. The man needs to be indicted. In fact, Hungary, where he lives, is already taking a stand against him. I don't know whether you read that or not. But the Hungarians have been fighting against him, and they are opposed to his wildness. But he is one wild character, believe me.
Well, he has collapsed governments, the monetary fund and everything else. He is a forerunner, I reckon, in a... The Antichrist.
He's just doing the work of the Antichrist. He's probably not smart enough to be the Antichrist,
Yeah. But
he's certainly willing to use his money to he hates Trump. Believe me, does he hate our President Trump. He hates anything that has a biblical, a Christian value to it.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Reverend Samuel.
I'm glad you called, because we are. I think we're on a real subject today. How do you like this idea? Does it really make sense to call this all the Antichrist playbook? Are you there? Oh, well, he's gone. Give us a call, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. Hey, I want your questions. I got stuff to go on. The spirit of Jezebel. Hey, did you know? That across America now, there is this humongous push to convince men to quit being masculine, to get rid of their masculinity, to come on, men, and be willing to be more female and feminine. And yet, you see, that's why they hate President Trump. He's a masculine man. And that's why I've been hated. Man, have I been hated. Because I'm a man of authority. Not that I have authority. It's just that I believe in the Bible authority. And all I talk is what the Bible says. I don't give people my authority. Man, I'm nothing but just an old old-timey 81-year-old man on my last leg, you might say. But I'm going to be faithful to the end because I know what this book says. And I love this old book, brother. I love this old book. Now, give us a call. I want to hear from you. What is your opinion of all of this? Do you see it? Now, I can go on. I want to talk about the spirit of Jezebel. Making men ashamed of being masculine. Can you believe that? Making men ashamed. I've got some of that in this little booklet that goes out today on the internet and will be sent also to everybody who calls. If you ask for the CD of last week's broadcast, you will get the booklet of today. And there's quotes in here of people actually saying that men need to lay down their masculinity and just be willing to be. Men are obsolete, this one person says. Another one says, if I can find it right quick, these are progressives. They call them all progressives. That is such a misnomer. They're nothing but wild-eyed liberals. They may call themselves progressive, and they are progressive. They want to progress their way into hell. You know, it's all a darkness. But this spirit of Jezebel is big. And I'm just amazed at colleges teaching classes how for young men to quit being masculine and to be more feminine. They want them to be gentle. They want them to be wimps. How many of you men out there number wimps? And this society has taught you to be a wimp. This society has taught you to be a wimp. Well, I'm getting a call from Hickory, North Carolina, and I'm on the internet, and I'm on the Facebook, and I'm on the radio, so you'll have to call me later, okay? You know, it's really exciting. I was answering the phone there. My cell phone will ring right in the middle of a program sometimes, and I get amazed. I thought everybody knew I was on the air for this hour. But listen to me. I want you to hear me now. This whole spirit of Jezebel is really a part of this Antichrist playbook. You understand, fellas, all of you men out there, the reason you've become wimpy and you don't show forth your masculine side and your masculine original nature is because you've been intimidated. You've been made to think, no, don't sound so harsh. Don't sound so authoritative. Be a little gentle. Well, you can be gentle and be authoritative. I mean, you can be gentle. I'm very gentle. Can't you tell? Oh, you're laughing at me. But I want to tell you, the spirit of Jezebel is big. That's in the playbook of the Antichrist. That's in the playbook of the Antichrist. Are you listening to me? That's the Antichrist doing. I promise you with all my heart, this baptism of immorality is an amazing thing. Child sex rings, destroying Bible Christianity. Do you understand how much they hate the name of Jesus? Jesus, the great Son of God? The crucified one who took my sins and went to Calvary in my place, rose again from the dead, ascended to heaven to sit at the Father's right hand. Oh, does that Antichrist in his playbook want to defeat this Christ so the Antichrist can become the replacement of Jesus Christ? Did you know that? Did you know that's the Antichrist playbook? Is the Antichrist wants to reduce Jesus Christ so that he can become the replacement of Jesus Christ and be the Antichrist. And that's what the Antichrist is. The Antichrist is a replacement of Jesus Christ and all of his evil and his darkness. You know, I'm going on through the things that are so big, that fight against globalism. I'm sorry, the fight for globalism, the Antichrist part, but our part is against globalism. We don't want to just be part of a globalistic society. We're Americans. We don't want a borderless world. See, that's what they want, a borderless world. A borderless world. What are these cities called? All of a sudden, I couldn't say the word. These cities, they call themselves a shelter for people who are immigrants, who've committed, who've broken the law and committed hideous crimes, and they're fighting against them. I'm amazed at things like that. You know, I am amazed. And that's another thing that our nation now is in this struggle against these cities and these communities that call themselves sanctuary cities, sanctuary centers. Oh, my friend, all of that is in the Antichrist playbook. Do you understand? Sanctuary cities, Antichrist playbook. When you see this like the Bible shows it, it's quite a picture. It really is. It really is. Now, one of the things that I haven't mentioned here is the hatred of Israel. The Antichrist playbook is the destruction of Israel. Believe me, the devil hates the nation of Israel. Why and how could the devil and all the Antichrist kingdom and everybody who's part of it, you can tell a person involved with the Antichrist by these different things I'm talking about. I mean, they are just the picture of the playbook of the Antichrist. And it is out to destroy America. And we have a president who is standing up on things. And I don't think he knows this is these are Christian agendas or Christian stands. He just happens to be a man of decency that loves America, that loves the past. Beauties of America as a culture of laws and orders and protection of our borders and a law-abiding people, a faithful lover of Israel and the nation of the Jews. And see, he's trying to get ready to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And one of the reasons he's having to ask the Jewish Israel leadership to not be so bold in their pronouncing of new communities they're building. He's not against them. He's just trying to get them to hold the line until he can get that embassy moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And I hope they'll hear this, and I think they will. The premier is here in America right now, and they'll be working on that, and you'll see good things come out of it. But see, this again is the opposite of the Antichrist playbook. Everything we're talking about is the opposite of the Antichrist playbook. Now, let me go to the email here and see if I have any questions. While I'm doing that, would you please call 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, or call the toll-free number 1-800-338-7884. I don't see anything here on my emails. You would be welcome now to send an email, and I would be glad to respond to it. I'm watching and waiting here a moment while I see if there's any to come up on my computer. But listen, call me, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I want to hear from you. I really want to hear from you. All right, no telephone calls there, so we'll go right back because I want to listen and call out to you. I want to hear your question. You can see I'm talking about the Antichrist playbook and what the design of the Antichrist is for America and why right now we're seeing such a struggle in Washington, in the courts, in every sphere of our government, against the ideas that President Trump is endorsing and supporting and, and giving out executive orders in support of the people he is putting in offices. How about the woman that he's put over the Education Department? Did you read how that they tried their best to keep her out of her own office yesterday, had a protest, shame at her? And all she's doing is obeying the president's appointment. And now the Congress's approval, the Senate's approval, and she is the new Secretary of the Education Department of America. Well, why do they hate her? Because she wants every American to have the right of putting their child in the school of their choice. She is not just going to be for the public educators and the public education. She's going to be for me and the Christian school at Paul Creek and your Christian school and your a private school, or your charter school, or a public school, if that's what you want for your child. It'll be your choice. And she will be for a complete American program to provide the right of every parent to use their tax dollar that they deserve for their child to go to the school of their choice. There would be a voucher system to where every child and every parent would get a voucher for their child's schooling and education, and they can cash that voucher at in any school they choose. Would that not be wonderful? She's for that. And are they trying to hate her? That's because, again, if you take children out of a public school, you are coming against the Antichrist agenda, the Antichrist playbook. This whole business of a school system where it's completely free of Christ. You can talk about any religion you want to, but you can't talk about Jesus. You can't talk about the Bible, but anything else goes. And there's no morals. You can't teach a child to be morally upstanding, to be sexually biblical. You can't teach any of that. You can't even teach creation. You got to teach evolution. That's amazing to me. That's amazing to me, you know. And when you think of all these wonderful things that we have the joy and the privilege of, it's absolutely grand. And so win a battle, win a war. You understand that. And the Antichrist playbook is to keep America in the globalist world, to keep America in the globalist society. That's what his playbook is. And he'll fight everything we're doing to win his case. I promise you that. Everything he's doing, can do, to win his case. Now, want to hear from you. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. We're talking today about the Antichrist handbook and what his plan is for America. Now, I'll take you to the Bible. I'm waiting on your calls, every one of you. It'd be good to have your question. Thank you for those two I've had. And the ladies, of course, are answering the phone. And we're going to give you last week's program. If you call 704-391-0588, our toll-free 1-800-338-7884. Now, I want to hear your question. You hear me talking about the Antichrist playbook. You hear me talking about what the design of Satan is for America. You hear me talking about why we are seeing this revival of conservative values and conservative thinking and conservative ideas. The church has a right, with the work of the Holy Spirit, to hold the Antichrist at bay until he's turned loose after the rapture. Now we're still pre-rapture, waiting for the rapture any moment. When I say pre-rapture, I mean the rapture could occur any moment, any day. But before that occurs, we have a right to depend upon the restrainer to hold back the Antichrist powers and to hold the devil at bay. You don't have to be under Antichrist powers. You don't have to live under the Antichrist authority. You are free to live under the authority of Jesus until Jesus comes. And then everybody will live under the work of the Antichrist. I'm here to charge you. I'm here to tell you. It's going to be dangerous. It's going to be dark. It's going to be hellish. But let me read you something. Even him who's coming is after the working of Satan with all powers and signs and lying wonders. The Antichrist is going to do things that's going to amaze you. There are preachers right now. There's one here in Charlotte. And they will prophesy over you. They'll tell your fortune. They'll make you think they know everything about you. And all they're doing is deceiving you and bringing you under their powers. And there are these kind of prophets and prophetesses all over our world. And they are doing exactly what the Antichrist will do in a big time when he comes. They're just little ones, you know, little Antichrist. And they are doing his work for him. And it says that all kinds of powers and signs and lying wonders. Did you hear that? Lying wonders. You say, Brother Chambers, you believe that's going on? I know it's going on. I've done many documentations of what dark preachers and dark false prophets are doing all over this globe. I mean, anything to promote the ongoing force of the Antichrist, they're in the middle of it. And they're doing it with all deceivableness. Listen to this. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Why are people so caught up in this liberalism? Why are people so caught up in standing for the things that are false and the things that are wrong? Why are people so caught up in aborting their babies and standing in defense of same-sex marriage and standing in defense of transgender ideas and standing in defense of a big government? Why are people so involved and so dedicated to that? Why do people want to open our nation to people from all over the world, regardless of their religious ideas, and even bring in Sharia law into America? Folks, do you understand what all of that would mean? But people who are unrighteous in their life, who have no sense of the Bible, who have no sense of prophecy, are big in those kind of things. And they're very deceived. Very deceived. All right. Line's open. Time for you to call. Grab your phone. want to hear your feeling. How many of you agree with Reverend Chambers? Let me hear from you. How many of you have a question? How many of you have a question? You say, Brother Chambers, this subject is so heavy and so big. I don't know what to ask. Well, I understand that. It is heavy and it is big and it's breathtaking. And we are in a war. This is a national, international war. The forces of the Antichrist are seeking with all the devil has to take control of this world. And he will take control after the rapture. But he cannot take control until the rapture. And all the control he's getting because people are not standing up against him. They are not taking a stand for right. They're not fighting for truth. Nations are falling prey to every kind of idea, but biblical ideas, because they've rejected the Bible. The nation that forgets God shall be turned into hell, the Bible said. And you can believe it will happen. Now, let's have some calls. I've got 15 minutes, and I'd like to answer some calls. I've given you pretty much a layout. I can give you many scriptures to open up your understanding. You've got to grasp the handbook of Antichrist and that it is going to continue. It's going to grow. It's going to take dominance everywhere it has leeway. It's going to take dominance even with all the good things that happen in America. There's going to be a war. This war between liberalism and conservatism is not going to end when everything kind of settles down. It's going to be pockets of it everywhere. The protesters are going to rise. And one group is saying, we are going to make America ungovernable. That's what their intent is, to make America ungovernable. They hate Trump so deeply and so profoundly because he's standing up for values that we love. Values that a believer in the Bible has to love. You cannot not love them because they are so pure. Oh, what a world. Call me. I want to hear your question. 1-800-338-7884. Now call me quickly. Don't waste time on me now. 1-800-338-7884. If you're somewhere and you don't have any time on your phone, you can call the toll-free number. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Now, I'm looking for your call. I really am. And I want to answer your question. And I want to help you understand globalism. Isn't that an amazing word? And is it amazing that people want a open-bordered world? What kind of calamity would we have? What kind of ongoing wars with the radicals and the jihadists we would have? I mean, you're talking about a world situation that's going to become hell during that 7 years. Because those things, everything you see that liberals, progressives, the media, and those in those realm of thinking are trying to do are the things that's going to control the world after the rapture. See, now that's something good for me to try to help you understand. Everything that you see that Obama promoted, everything you see that Obama was part of, everything you see that the globalists of the world are promoting, everything you see that those who hate the Bible are promoting, everything you see in the world of immorality, the world of destruction of family, everything you see in the hatred of masculinity among the men, every bit of this is what the world is going to be completely dominated by during the tribulation period. So you are actually seeing a kind of a macroscopic picture of the whole world scene. A macroscopic picture of the whole world scene once the rapture has taken place. Once Jesus comes and we go to meet him in the air. That's what you're seeing. That's what the agenda that you're watching. You watch the news media. You watch CNN. You watch those things, and I promise you, you will be looking exactly at those things. Now, grab your phone. I don't want to waste a moment. Grab your phone. I want to hear from you. The ladies are standing by. You can get a free copy now of last week's broadcast. You can get also a article that I just wrote this week. It was a job to write this article. Put your hope in the Lord is a picture, but the Antichrist playbook, seeking control of America. That's the name of it. The Antichrist Playbook, Seeking Control of America. Call the ladies right now and get your copy. I'm finna go to the phone, so wait on me there. Just give me a minute. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. Now, you better call quickly. I want you to have a copy of that. Very important. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor James. How are you, sir?
Hey there, George.
Yes, this is George from California. Would you quote for us where the Bible says that those of us who are with the Lord are sane, and those who are not are insane, and because that is what's happening.
I don't know a verse of the Bible that says they're insane, but I can give you a verse of 1 Chambers 3:1, and I will tell you, I said they're insane.
Well, no, and it shows, but the Bible actually says that, and I just don't recall where.
Okay, well, do you know the verse?
No, I don't.
I didn't know there was a verse that said everybody that's against what I believe in is insane, and only we Christians are sane. I know that's true, but, you know, I don't believe everybody out there that's against the Bible are insane. I just believe they are misled. I think they are confused. I think they're under delusion. See, the devil, let me give you, here's a good scripture will help you understand, I think, what you're saying. In the book of 2 Corinthians, a great book of the Bible, chapter 10, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, let me hurry here. No, I'm not talking about 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Listen to this. Well, where am I at? Great day in the morning. It is 2 Corinthians. You caught me today. You caught me not thinking as clear as I ought to be. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, a wonderful scripture says, listen to this. Listen to this. Casting down imaginations.
Yes.
And every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God.
Absolutely. That's my favorite verse.
And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. See, that's where the world is. They have imaginations that make them insane. And so I agree with that word. They have high things that confuse their thinking. And their knowledge is a knowledge that has been brought into captivity to the devil.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
So that's basically what's happening to our world. Our world is is captive to Satan. See, if you don't have a mind that's being educated and strengthened in the name of Jesus, and you don't read your Bible and study your scripture, the Bible makes it plain that the ideas of the world will come to dominate you. And you're probably talking about, let me see if I can find it. The Bible is so full of an understanding that the things of men are just not wise. The thoughts of men are not wise. It says, but it is written, every eye shall, well, that's not the one I'm looking for. Well, I cannot find it right off the bat because I wasn't prepared for this question. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 3, it shows that man's thinking without God is hopeless. There's no way a man can understand his world if he doesn't have God's wisdom inside of him. And so the thinking of men just leads us down the dark path. I mean, the flesh has no power to succeed, only the Holy Spirit. I love the words of Romans chapter 8. They've been wonderful to me. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. And it says, but the carnal mind is enmity against God. Now, here's a good one. But the carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to God, neither indeed can be. That's in the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 7. So indeed, the world is insane in a degree. And not you know, we're not talking about physically. We're talking about spiritually without Christ.
Well, that's just it. Yeah, the psychiatrists don't call it insanity, but we do.
Well, psychiatrists are going to see the psychiatrist because they have a terrible problem with their own breakdown because they're depending on wisdom that fails them, much less the people they are counseling.
Hey, give me a minute and I'll try to find that verse and call you back.
Okay, you're very welcome. Call me back. Hey, you are out there with a big old invitation for me to call me. I would love to have your question. Now, you do understand this subject today. We're talking about the Antichrist playbook. We're talking about his design for America. Now, not only is it for America, it's for the world. But I'm dealing with America. I'm watching the new president in the White House. I'm watching the liberal media and the liberal pundits and the liberal people in both parties and all across America. I'm watching how they hate everything that President Trump is trying to promote and trying to get again. And all of this used to be the philosophy and the thinking of Americans. We were a nation with biblical morins and biblical balances and biblical understanding. We didn't want to kill our unborn babies. We didn't want to marry our boys to other boys. We didn't want to be part of a Christ-free world. We didn't want to be part of a globalistic society that had no sense of our own nationalism and our love for America. And yet all of that's been pushed on us and crammed down our throats. And now he's trying to stop some of it. And it's hell to pay. It really is. And you ought to be concerned, and you ought to be praying, and you ought to be seeking God, for these things are very important. Now, I'd love to answer your question. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Local 704-391-0588. Now, we will give this last week's program, and I'd love to give hundreds of them to everybody out there. All you got to do is call and ask these ladies for the program of a week ago when I dealt with how the Antichrist is destroying the church. How the Antichrist is destroying the church. You'll learn about the danger of this. Contemporary music. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you'll learn, and you really do need it. Let's go to the lines here. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes.
You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now. Go ahead.
In the last day, will there be people like heaven? The non-Jews, they call out people and say things they do wrong, and there's like, if you call them out and say they're going to be healed.
You know, you need to back off your phone or something and start over. I want to hear you so badly, but there's a distortion in your line. Say that again for me, would you?
I'm going to try. It's just healthy. In the last days, will people that are Christians be able to go up to person? In the body.
Well, in the last days, will people do what?
Be able to tell people they're sick. You know, like, okay, it's sick.
You know, I'm very sorry. Let me tell all of you, and I'm sorry for this. Let me get another line, and then I'll come back and tell you, okay? Are you on the air? May I help you, please? All right, I'm sorry. You on the air? May I help you, please?
Yes, so I agree with you that our founding fathers were honorable, righteous men, but they were not evangelical Christians. They were deists. And the gentleman that wrote the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson, was a devout non-Trinitarian.
Well, you know, I understand that the men who wrote all of that material were not all believers. There, some of them were, some of them were not. I think it is an injustice to try to today, these many years later, judge all of them and find out where they were. Many of them were, you know, they had thoughts of their own. But let's say one thing: they sure did a good job with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights for this nation, did they not?
They did all right. But
they did all right. They did great.
They did not do it based on Trinity God theology.
You're probably right in many ways, but most of the laws that have been enacted in this nation have been based on Judeo-Christian values in our Bibles.
Not Judeo. Judeo-Christian is either Judeo nor Christian. It's got to be one or the other. They're
I'm sorry, but the whole Bible, Old Testament, is Judeo, New Testament is Christian, and the two books blended together makes a complete Bible, and to say Judeo-Christian is a marvelous term.
Nothing in the Bible would suggest that there is a Trinity God that we should be worshiping, and maybe that's...
Nothing in the Bible would do what?
Nothing in the Scripture... You can't even find Trinity God in the Bible, but that's what we're worshiping in this country.
Well, you know, I could prove the Trinity to you probably 1,000 times, and you wouldn't believe none of them. But I'm so glad you called, because you are important to me, okay? Now, you know, it's a joy dealing with this whole audience. I love it. I love every minute of it. And I want to tell you, you are important to me. And we want you to love this program. And we want you to have copies of this program. I'd love for you to have a copy of last week's. I want you to have a copy of this article for today's program. It will be wonderful for you to have. So keep calling 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And the local number, 704-391-0588. Now, you got to hear me when I tell you that the devil has a playbook in which he intends to take America back. He's upset. He's angry. He is mad. And he's got plenty of people helping him. And there's a war going on in Washington. And you need to be on your knees. You need to be on your knees. I'm not saying that Donald Trump is some great Bible-believing scholar. He's just a good, decent American. And American Christians praying, put that man in office. America Christians praying, put that man in office. And I am proud he's there. I hope you are. And I'm praying. Now, I will continue. These subjects, you don't have to worry, brother. Brother Chambers is going to keep bringing you the wonderful truths of this Bible with everything in his ability. Do you hear me? With everything in his ability. He's going to keep bringing you the wonderful truths of this Bible. And he's going to try his best to bless you. I'm putting a song on here. Now, I want to tell you that our telephone machine has been making a mess for us, but it's being completely replaced. That's just a matter of the first of the week. And we'll have all of this telephone problem solved. Somehow the machine, the telephone equipment has got a blink in it. But we love you. You are important to us. I mean, you are very important to us. And may the joy of the Lord be your strength. Okay? May the joy of the Lord be your strength. I love you.